Speaking a little louder than that, too.
Okay, that sounds good, Dan.
Not at all, but yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Whoever you are.
Of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2. My final living moments, for it's in these woods that my nemesis awaits me, and I know in my lion's heart that he must kill me. I must sacrifice myself because I'm a gigantic hero. That's how everyone will remember me. Harry Potter, the boy who lived for a little while, before dying selflessly. A really great guy who sacrificed his awesome body to defeat the gross Lord Voldemort. But how will my life be celebrated? What will the history books say? Oh, who cares? What will the biography channel say? Will this final act of bravery outshine my many other acts of bravery? Will the heartbreaking tragedy of my death overshadow the heartbreaking tragedy of my childhood? Who can say? But as I look back on my life, I see it all at once. I see all of my friends, Ron, Hermione, all of them. The happy days at Hogwarts, weekends mostly, the terror of beasts and the brutality of war, forging my broad chest into a calloused, indestructible shield of meat. The sword of Gryffindor, the bow staff of Donatello. Adventures in flying cars, in secret trains, and on expensive broomsticks that I didn't have to pay for even though I'm loaded. I'm the 1%. I bequeath these incredible memories to the world, starting from the beginning, my humble origins. The year is 1991. Nirvana is on the radio, and a young boy named Harry Potter is under the stairs. Life at Privet Drive. No friends, no loving parents, just a filthy, insect-infested closet. That's my life. I guess I should be more thankful that I even have this. As sad as my life is, it could be far more tragic. What was that, boy? Did you say magic? Oh, no, Uncle Vernon. I said tragic. Shut up, boy. There's no such thing as magic. I know that, that's common knowledge, and I don't understand why you're yelling. Bite your tongue, boy! Petunia!
What's all the screaming? Stop your screaming, boy!
It wasn't me, Aunt Petunia. Uncle Vernon was just explaining to me, slightly boisterously.
Have you waxed the kitchen floor yet?
No, nobody told me to wax anything. See, I was just thinking quietly in my generous sleeping quarters.
There'll be no magic in my house! No magic!
I thought you said that magic wasn't real, Uncle.
I woke up, Mummy. Dudley is hungry.
You woke up my poor baby! Spank him, Vernon!
Bend over, boy! I'll paddle the magic out of you! Where's my magic paddle?
Dudley, can I beat Harry up?
We can all beat Harry up! It's family bonding hour!
Can't we just play Jenga instead?
There's no such thing as Jenga!
Come away with me, Harry, to a magical world of witchcraft. Fantasy, wizard spells.
Whoa, sounds cool.
Climbing my beard.
Oh, no, don't! We were planning on feeding him to Dudley!
You ruined my birthday.
It's my birthday! Oh, forget you guys! I'm running away with this gigantic furry man, and there's nothing you can do to stop me! Hya! Onward!
Here we go!
This is amazing! I've never been in a vehicle before.
Hi there! Mind if I sit here?
Wow, that guy is so cool. I hope he doesn't think I'm a loser. Oh, sure. What's your name?
Ron Weasley!
That's so cool sounding. It probably means something really deep in some ancient druid language. My name is Harry Potter.
Harry Potter? You're really famous! Want to be best friends?
What? Is this a joke? How could someone as cool and well-dressed as you want to be friends with me? This must be a trick. I'm being hazed, aren't I?
I don't know how to haze things. I just want to be your buddy. You know, hang out, eat snacks.
What's a snack?
Might be something, I'll tell you.
Oh, OK. Okay. Here's 500 million galleons. Will that cover it?
Oh, yes! Be right back with some delicious wizard treats!
Oh my god, I am in.
I bought all the treats! The wizard treats!
They look delectable. Do I have to eat under a table like I did at home?
What's a table?
Let's just dig in. Wizard treats, wizard treats.
A great big pile of enchanted sweets.
Goblin Skittles.
Caramel owls.
What a delight to fill my jowls with wizard treats.
Wizard treats.
Lollipops made from dragon meat.
Unicorn Twizzlers.
Cornelius Fudge.
For the first time ever, I'm getting some punch from wizard treats.
Wizard treats.
Mortal man shaped like Dumbledore's feet.
What a delicious candy rat.
That was my pet.
Well, fancy that. Wizard treats!
Pretty much every flavor beans!
More flavors than your wildest dreams!
This one's pickle!
Ooh, pecan!
I got peppermint!
Good one, Ron! Hey, I got waffles!
Collard greens!
This one actually tastes like beans!
This one's dog hair!
I got stale bread!
This one tastes like traces of lead!
This one's dirt!
This one's spit!
This one tastes like a pile of bricks.
Wizard treats!
Wizard treats!
Wizard treats!
Wizard treats! Could you please stop yelling about wizard treats? I'm studying the work of English poet John Keats. Wow, a girl. What's your name?
My name is Hermione. I'll be your level-headed friend.
Thanks, I was just noticing that Ron's head is lopsided.
It will be great to have two beautiful friends.
Then it's settled. We are now friends. I'll be in the next compartment.
In plain sight. Spray paint is forbidden from Hogwarts.
Yeah, well, you'll just have to deal with it, Snape. Ron and I are fighting Voldemort. Yeah, that's right. We're fighting the Dark Lord every day. What do, Snape? You just go home after school and watch PBS in a bathrobe.
You said pee.
Antiques Roadshow is riveting and enlightening. You don't know what I do for our cause, and you're clearly just drawing me on those lockers. 100 points from the Gryffindor.
Oh no! Our points! Please, I beg of thee! Don't take our points!
Look, Snape, we're just gonna win those points back at the end of the school year. Dumbledore will give us some BS special prize for finding Voldemort in your underwear drawer.
My underwear are well organized and locked away from you and the Dark Lord both.
Wow, Snape. Sounds like we've really bothered you.
You stay away from me. No, 10 points from Gryffindor.
Bother.
No, 20 points. I will not be bothered.
Bother.
Bother. No.
Bother. 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 Bother.
Despise everyone, and everyone despises you. None of this surprises you when you are Snape. The endless halls of the school of witchcraft and wizardry fill you up with misery when you are Snape. Oh no, but it's okay to feel like Snape, to feel so sad and grumpy.
treat me like a compost heap. Sometimes I could almost weep, for I am Snape, Severus J. Snape. But when it's night and I sleep, I dream of just the strangest things. A stunning pair of angel wings. The flying snake. Oh yes. And it's okay to fly like snake and leave this place for somewhere new. On my soul, until I wake, I fall. That's all I'll ever do.
What the? This isn't one of my memories. What the? Get out of here, Snape! Shoo! Get out! Come on! Go! Go! Leave!
Fame isn't everything, Mr. Porter.
Like you would know. Being famous sucks a golden snitch. It's just constant pressure, constant demands. I've had dark times. Dark, dark times.
Hey, Harry! Dumbledore said he's awarding you Student of the Year!
Oh, that's cool. Tell him I accept, I guess.
Harry, the Daily Prophet did an article on your accomplishments as a Quidditch champion.
Oh, pretty good. Maybe I'll read it someday.
The Hogsmeade Town Council called. They want to name a street after you.
Oh, I can dig that. Harry Potter Avenue.
Oh, Lavender Brown asked me if you would sign her yearbook.
What? You want me to hold a quill and lift my hand? I can't take this pressure!
I can forge your signature if you want.
Get out! Leave me alone! I'm going to explode!
Sometimes I wish I could just escape this universe, even for a little while. There's got to be a spell that will take me out of here. Probably something cool and Latin sounding, like, I don't know, like Exit Ickes, Harry Potter Universe-ius.
Whoa! Oh, what happened? Where did the school go? Everything's so unmagical all of a sudden. This must be the real world. Oh, yeah, check it out. Cool. 3D. I wonder where I am. This place is even bigger than Hogwarts. Every wall is lined with children's literature awards. And something smells like flowers and fresh laundry. What to write, what to write. Oh, yes.
Oh my god, it's J.K. Rowling! She is real, and she's beautiful.
What was that? Oh, Harry, I wasn't expecting you. You look lovely, my baby child. I was just working on my next book.
A new book? Does that mean more adventures for me, Harry Potter, the boy who lived?
Oh no, I'm writing a very important book. It's a biography of Napoleon Bonaparte.
Well, that sounds like a cool wizard name. Do I at least show up in it?
Well, that wouldn't make sense, Harry. You see, he died almost 200 years ago. Yeah, time turners, come on. No, Harry, you see, there's no magic in this book. I'm striving for historical accuracy. You see, this will be the book I am known for.
No, that's wrong, stupid, awful, no, disgusting. Put me in your book.
No.
Come on, give it to me, I'll write it, come on.
No,
I want to kill the Dark Lord Napoleon.
No, no, you can't. Is there Quidditch? You need Quidditch.
Harry, I want this to be taken seriously.
Some people take Quidditch pretty seriously.
Oh, they do, don't they? Well, I suppose I can write one Quidditch scene.
Yes, I'm a great writer.
Napoleon straddled his broomstick. What position do you suppose he would play?
Seeker, he's totally a seeker, yeah.
Of course, because of his height.
What are you implying? I'm a respectable foot and a half.
Oh, what am I doing? I'm ruining the hell out of this book.
Well, that settles it. I'm going somewhere where I can finish this book. I'm going on vacation to somewhere completely unmagical. Devoid of you, Harry Potter. Devoid of my legacy.
I'm going... Oh, Santa Barbara sounds nice, I guess. Goodbye, Harry. Good luck on your quest. Rolling out.
That sounds like a terrible place. I guess I'll go back to my universe. At least I'm respected there. Returno Literatoriumicus. Ah, it didn't hurt the first time!
Oh, there we go. Things aren't so bad here.
Harry, you're back!
Oh, spoke too soon.
You were gone for 3 months!
Oh, whoops. I guess time moves faster in the Harryverse. Did Hermione do my homework?
Hermione did all of our homework. She did everyone's homework. Things have been weird without you, Harry.
As they should be, Ron. As they should be.
That was a great backflip demonstration, Harry, but now we've missed the train. School's going to start without us.
Oh no, now we can't eat the wizard treats and sing about it.
Look guys, stop whining. School ain't gonna start until I tell it to. Do you want to know why?
Why, Hermione?
I don't know, Ron.
Because I stole a car! Get in, everyone!
Oh, okay, Harry.
Which seat can I take?
Shut up! That's so 2011. Alright, get in. Alright.
Hermione, make us fly. Toyota Leviosa.
Yes! I'm so rad! This is how a real man gets to school. Turn on the radio, Hermione. Alright! Yes! This is my jam. Harry Potter by Harry Potter on Harry Potter Records. My name is Harry Potter, I'm the king of the car. Flying with my two best friends in a car. The train left without us, so I stole this car. Harry Potter and the flying car. Harry Potter, Harry Potter. Do the shooby-doo-wops.
Shooby-doo-wops.
Yes.
Shooby-doo-wops.
That's beautiful. If you've got a problem, I can fix the problem. I defeated Voldemort, it's no problem. I've got a solution for every problem. I have also got a flying car. Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter. That's me! Oh my god!
We made it!
Everyone get out of the car, quick, okay. Hermione, drag... Ron, go dig a hole in the Forbidden Forest.
Okay, Harry.
Hermione, drag Hagrid over to the hole. I'll take care of the car.
Harry, I think Hagrid's okay. He's snoring.
No, that's just gas escaping his body. We need to change our names. I'll be Larry, Ron will be John, you'll be Horatio. We'll start a new life.
Must have dozed off from all the drinking. Harry? Ron? Horatio? What are you doing out here? Get back in the Hogwarts. 5 points to Gryffindor.
Yay!
Okay, back in the car, everyone. It's a 30-second walk from here, Harry. Don't you care about the environment? No.
Fine, I'll just go by myself. Enjoy being alone together, you two dumb birds.
Oh, right, I'm leaving.
Thank you.
My name is Hermione, and I am the best. Yes, I'm unpleasant and whiny, but I ace every test. And though I'm committed to honing my IQ, my friends are dim-witted, and I only have the two.
My name is Ron Weasley, and I'm also the best. I cry rather easily, and I'm your love interest. Deal with it, we're going to get married. What do you think of that? My best man will be Harry. Your bridesmaid will be your cat.
I find it quite depressing that you're my only option. But if you are, I'm stressing that we settle for adoption. My genes shall not be tainted by your ugly ginger face, nor shall we be acquainted any further than first base.
Woo! What's first base?
Eye contact.
Hermione, you're so lovely. I quiver and I shake. Even when you shove me into the Great Lake and hold me underwater with your dainty foot. If you were any hotter, my heart would turn to soot.
I wish the rest of you would turn to soot.
You're not that hot, Hermione, let's be realistic.
What? Again with these irrelevant memories. Blah! Shoo! Leave! Okay. As if awkward teenage will-they-won't-they drama even compares to the heinous nightmare imagery I face every day. Horror and mayhem. Stuff that would literally give you the spooks. The actual spooks! Like one time, I had to fight a warlock who was vomiting snakes into a cauldron of beating hearts. And once, I saw a unicorn getting murdered by two other unicorns. And another time, I saw a bunch of Death Eaters taking a dump on a handicapped parking spot. And one time I touched a cursed gemstone and it turned my hands into screaming baby versions of Ron. And another time I saw a volcano erupting out a wave of human skulls over a major Canadian city. But none of those compare to the fear I felt the last time I really hung out with Dumbledore.
This way, Harry. Follow old Dumbledore.
Where are we going?
Into a cave of pure evil. Bet you wish you wore your flip-flops now, eh?
Whatever. I'm hungry. Can you magic me a sandwich?
Sadly not.
I thought you were a great wizard or something.
We have a mission, Harry. A very special locket resides in this cave. We must get it.
You brought me here for jewelry? I don't get this adventure, Dumbledore.
Listen, Harry. Voldemort has set up the Easter egg hunt from hell. And the prizes are chunks of his soul. They're called soul chunks. Horcruxes. They're of the utmost importance, Harry. If we can destroy all seven of Voldemort's special soul chunks, he'll get really embarrassed and leave us alone forever.
Oh, I get it. So the cave is a Horcrux.
No, the locket is.
Oh. That's really precious of Voldemort.
Oh dear, this is dark magic.
What's in it?
At the bottom lies the Horcrux.
I thought we were looking for a locket.
Shut up, Harry! In order to break this hex and get the Horcrux, I'm going to have to bob for apples. No matter what I say, don't let me stop. Even if I beg you to kill me, Harry, I must keep bobbing until my decrepit old body is filled to the brim. Yes, the brim, Harry! With shiny, red, delicious apples, Harry. Understand?
Got it.
Okay. Here I go.
You keep doing that, Dumbledore. I'm gonna check my Gmail.
Well, that wasn't so hard.
Oh, cool. Where's the locket?
Alas, pretty sure I swallowed it. Should turn up in the next few days.
That's nasty.
Now, we must leave, Harry. And quickly, before... It's the Inferi! Oh, shit!
What are Inferi?
Are you really asking me questions now, Harry? Let's book it!
Oh no, they've got us!
Use your magic, Harry!
I don't know any spells to fight this.
The spell of love!
Love? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Fight
the darkness with positivity! Think about people you love, Harry!
Okay, I'm thinking about Ginny. And I'm also thinking about Vin Diesel, but I'm not sure why. Okay, now Vin Diesel is making out with Ginny, and I'm watching, and I'm strangely okay with it.
It's working, Harry!
Wow, I can't believe that worked.
Of course it worked, Harry. What have I always told you?
I don't know, something about love or some crap.
Listen to me, Harry! Without the spell of love, the world would fall apart. You don't need a wand with magic in your heart. All your other organs are worthless bits of flair, my friends. They're useless in comparison to love. With love, you can sing up the joy that it can bring. With love, you can fly on a rainbow in the sky. With love, you can dance without any pants on.
You're right, Dumbledore. You're naked, but right.
And you can put that on my tombstone, boy.
Hey, spoilers, Dumbledore. Silly Dumbledore.
What is that mysterious ticking noise? Not over here. Not over there. It's kind of catchy. Snape, Snape, Severus Snape, 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 Severus Snape.
Dumbledore!
Snape, Severus Snape.
Dumbledore!
Snape, Severus Snape.
Dumbledore!
Snape, Severus Snape. Snape, Snape, Severus Snape.
Snape,
Snape, Severus Snape.
Dumbledore!
Nobody was killed in that explosion except for Ron. But it changed everything. Voldemort must be stopped, no matter what. And with that, the year is 1997. Men in Black is in theaters, and I, Harry Potter, am in the Forbidden Forest, on the verge of manhood and on the verge of sacrifice. I've thought about my life, the good times, the awesome times, the times when I was awesome. And the truth is, I'm way too cool to die. Dying would suck. No, there's another way out of this. Plan B. B B for better than plan A. Here goes everything.
At last, Harry,
we meet.
Are you ready to die?
No, Voldemort. I'm ready to talk.
What could you possibly have to say to me? Other than, oh god, the pain, please stop killing me. You were right all along, Death Eaters are cool, please stop torturing me. What are you doing with that stick? Oh my god! No! Okay, I'm done.
I just want to say, I know where you've been. An outsider, thrown into a world that you don't understand, with a power bubbling in your veins that no one understands. It's a lot to put on one little boy's shoulders, even if he is the coolest little boy in the world, with incredibly well-toned shoulders. I might be the only person you've ever met who understands this.
You don't know anything, Harry. You know nothing of me. And you can never know the strength I have.
Oh yeah? Feel my arm, Voldemort. Go on, feel it.
Wow.
Yeah, not even flexing that much.
That's something.
Being strong isn't so easy, is it?
That's not it though, Harry. I mean, look at me. I'm depressed. I'm washed up. I'm bald. Harry, I peaked in like 1980. I know I can never truly become invincible.
Hey, I don't want to die either. But you don't have to lash out at everyone. Do you know what that makes you look like?
What?
A scrub. And I don't want no scrubs.
I'm not a scrub.
I know that. But what do they see when they look at you? Some guy running around, murdering people, setting Hogwarts on fire, trying to purify the wizard race and attain immortality at any cost? That's not nice.
I guess so. When you put it that way.
You can do better than that.
Yeah, I can.
And you know what, Voldemort?
What?
If it weren't for my friends, I think I would have burned down the school too.
I'm speechless, Harry.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, come here. Look straight into my eyes, Voldemort. Avada Kedavra.
And with that, the curse is broken. Voldemort is okay. Harry's okay. Hogwarts is okay, too. You're okay. You're okay. You're okay. I'm okay. Everybody's okay. So thank you guys for coming to the show. Thank you. Thanks to my fellow puppeteers, Laura and Eric. And thanks to Hagard and Harry and the Potters, who are coming on next. And we're going to scrub your wizard socks off. We got a lot of merchandise and t-shirts we'd love to sell for you if you want to walk home with some cool swag. No applause, that's okay. Alright, thank you guys for coming. Awesome, thank you guys.
All right.